Download a podcast and catch up on your listening at near.ie.
Near FM.
And now I want to welcome into the studio Margaret Walsh, whom we all know from MABS. Good morning, Margaret.
Morning, John.
And we're going to talk about MABS in general and some of the services that are available, because not everybody would know. And you're here in the building, upstairs in the building. So just tell us a little bit about MABS.
Okay, so MABS is a countrywide organisation. Basically, if you have a problem debt, or if you feel like your debts are in danger of becoming a problem, MABS is the place for you to contact. We've more than 20 years experience of helping people with all kinds of problem debt. So we're Dublin North East MABS. We're based here in the Civic Centre in the building here, and we cover the whole of Dublin North East region. So if you live in this area, we're the MABS for you. We also have a helpline. So I'll just go into some detail about what exactly we do. So we have money advisors, and they work with clients with a wide variety of debt. So there's no specific debt that we would help you out with. We deal with mortgage arrears, personal loans, utilities, so your ESB and your gas, credit card debt, hire purchase, so if you have a car on hire purchase, or a CPC or PCP loan, rent arrears, either private rented or Dublin City Council rented or social housing rented. We look at catalogue debts, money lenders. So now, legal money lenders, we don't deal with illegal money lenders. Yeah. So your legal money lenders, we've a number of different legal money lenders, and subprime loans. And then other people have other debts that we would deal with, a wide variety of debts. So we look at the client situation as a whole, and we assess you coming in and what's coming in and what's going out. So the first thing we would do is look at what's coming in and make sure that you're getting everything that you may be entitled to, your tax relief, your tax allowances, your social welfare entitlements. We work very closely with Northside Citizens Information Centre, who are based beside us. Yeah. So we would link in with them to make sure that you're accessing all of your entitlements. So we look at what's coming into the house first. Then we'd have a look at what's going out of the house. So we'd have a look at your most important things, which is your rent or mortgage. So we always say, particularly now with the whole rise in homelessness, the roof over your head is the most important thing. Yeah. It really, really is. And it's amazing how quickly people can slide into homelessness or into being at risk of homelessness, because we're all only two or three paychecks away from missing a mortgage payment or missing a rent payment. And if you don't have that money coming in and something else happens, you can very quickly escalate to miss that payment. So we would say we'd look at the roof over your head first. Then we'd have a look at obviously your food and covering yourself and your family. Then your electricity and your gas. It's amazing the amount of people who come in who have been disconnected from their electricity or their gas. And, you know, it's such an important thing, because if you're disconnected, you are charged a disconnection fee. So they charge you for disconnecting you. And then if you do get the money together and get support to get the money together and are reconnected, they also charge you a reconnection fee. And there's a lot of stress obviously associated with being even at risk of disconnection. Yeah. So your utilities are so important. So we would work out a payment plan where you'd pay your roof over your head, your food, your electricity and your gas as your primary most important things to pay. I mean, sometimes we can help people by working out payment plans with their utility companies, or we can try and help organise a meter to be installed, token meters. So there's lots of different ways around things. And if you are in arrears, so even if you have clocked up arrears and you are at risk of being disconnected, don't leave it till the last minute. Don't leave it till they're at the door ready to disconnect. The sooner you come to MABS, the easier it is for us to try and help you.
Yeah. Negotiate.
We'd negotiate with it. We'd be on to the likes of Electric Ireland, Bord Gáis, lots of different suppliers. So we would negotiate with them. But the sooner you come to us, the better, because obviously the longer things are left on the long finger, the bigger the debt becomes, the closer you are to being disconnected or evicted or your house repossessed or your car repossessed. So sometimes people feel so stressed, they don't want to acknowledge that the debt is there. And I can understand that. I mean, it's overwhelming. So, but by ignoring a debt issue, it's not going to go away. It's going to get worse. Yeah. So the first and the biggest step, and the hardest step in a lot of ways for somebody to take, is to acknowledge that their debt is out of control, that they can't manage to pay everything and to keep all their services running. You know, ideally before it gets to that stage, come to MABS. But even if it's at that stage, come to MABS. It's never too late. So even if you have been disconnected, if your house has been repossessed, if you have been evicted, come to MABS. We can support you because their debt will still be there. We can offer you supports around everything else, around whatever issues there are, be that homelessness or disconnection from a service. There are so many supports and so many organisations that we link into. So we would deal with your debt, but we could link you into numerous different organisations who can support you. So a lot of times we work with people, but we also signpost people because we don't cover everything. We can't cover everything, obviously, but we will link you in with people who can help you.
And would you get a lot of people coming in at the moment? You know, the huge controversy over vulture funds.
Yes.
Loans being sold to vulture funds.
Yes, we do. We do. At the moment, there was a raft of loans, of permanent TSB loans, some Ulster Bank. So we would have people coming in very concerned. What we would say to people is that you have the same protections. They're still regulated by the central bank, so you have the same protections as you had with your original lender. But contact MABS. We have a helpline. I'm going to keep saying this through the interview. We have a helpline, and our helpline is 076 107 2000. We have a helpline. I would say if you have received a letter from your mortgage lender to say your mortgage has been sold to a vulture fund, contact the helpline as soon as possible. We're also seeing, because some people think that it's just mortgage loans that are in significant arrears that have been sold. What's actually happening is there are mortgages that are in repay. People who have made the effort, have made the payment arrangement, are sticking to those arrangements. Those loans have been sold also. Some of them.
Yeah.
Some of them haven't.
There was a case recently where a woman, she only owed €800 or something, and her that loan was sold to a vulture fund. That was disgraceful.
Yes. Yeah. And that's what's happening. And people can't understand that. It depends on your loan contract. If it's in your contract that they can do that, they can do it. But, you know, it's very difficult and it's very stressful to get that kind of a letter. So we have a lot of different services. I've mentioned our helpline, okay? So the helpline is open from 9 o'clock in the morning to 8 o'clock at night, okay? We also have a website that's www.mabs.ie. There's a huge amount of information on the website. So if you are, you know, happy enough to work on your own. And a lot of people like to look at things themselves and don't want to contact anybody. And that's okay. And that's fair enough. The website, there's a huge amount of support on the website. The helpline is there. As I say, they're Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. We also then have face-to-face service. So this is where we have money advisors based in offices like our own, who you contact the helpline. They will link in with us. We'll make an appointment for you and you can have a face-to-face appointment with a money advisor. Yeah. So some people like that face-to-face interaction. So generally, your money advisor will look at first at your income, as I've said to you. And next, we look at your spending. And once we've looked at all the different aspects of it, we'll work out repayment plan. Now, there's different types of arrangements. There are voluntary arrangements. There are personal solvency arrangements that we can look at. So the voluntary arrangements, many people who've come to MABS, we help making voluntary arrangements. This is where we would sit down, we'd contact the banks on their behalf or the credit unions on their behalf after looking at the client's budget, working out what they can afford to offer, if anything. We would also, obviously, when somebody comes in, we'd look at their income, we'd look for income proof. So we'd look for proof, obviously, of what your, you know, what your income is, what your outgoings are, because, you know, we're as good as our word with the creditors. And if they take at face value, if somebody can afford to pay X, Y and Z, we have to be able to stand over that, which is fair enough.
Yeah, oh, definitely.
So we make voluntary arrangements with a lot of the creditors, and they, because MABS has such a long standing in this area, you know, we tend to work very well with some of the creditors and they accept repayment arrangements in that way. Also then there are new statutory solutions that have come in, insolvency arrangements since 2013. There's different aspects. There's a debt relief notice for people who have debts of less than 35,000 and no assets. There's a debt settlement arrangement for people with debts of over €20,000 and no mortgages or anything like that. So they're unsecured debts, Okay. And then there's also personal insolvency arrangements, and they're arrangements for people with debts, secure debts, as in your mortgage, up to 3 million. So basically, they're different arrangements. The first arrangement under the Personal Insolvency Act, MABS would work out through approved intermediaries. So this is where somebody has debts up to 35,000. We would work with them on a debt relief notice where there's no assets. Basically, you have no money to pay that back and you have no future intents. You're not going to be coming into money. Yeah. We would negotiate and work through and process what's called a debt relief notice. Now, we can go into a lot more detail on that on another programme. But also on our helpline would provide a lot more information. But potentially, after a supervision period, if you qualify and you apply and get a debt relief notice through the court, your debts up to 35,000 can be written off. And then there's a supervision period. But as I said, there's a lot of detail and a lot of eligibility criteria under that. But, you know, you contact our website and contact our helpline and they'll go into a lot more detail. The debt settlement arrangement and the personal insolvency arrangement are arrangements that are worked through with personal insolvency practitioners. These are people who, again, through the court, work out arrangements with your creditors over a 6 or 7 year repayment plan. They organise the plan, and after that length of time, if you're still in those arrangements, again, debts up to the levels of whatever arrangement you're in can be written off. But as I say, these are the very complicated arrangements from the point of view of going into the details of it here and now. There's a lot of information. I'd be here till this evening talking about it, but certainly those arrangements are there. But look at our website and also look at the Insolvency Service of Ireland have a very good website that goes into those arrangements. It's called www.backontrack.ie. And it gives a lot of information about those. We also have a scheme called an Awalia scheme. So the Awalia scheme is for people basically. So if you are in mortgage arrears and you're at risk of losing your home, Awalia is a new service to homeowners to help them with their mortgage arrears. It provides vouchers for free financial and legal advice from experts, which are available through MABS. So the aim of Awalia is to help mortgage holders in arrears to find the best solutions and keep them, wherever possible, in their homes. So there's dedicated mortgage advisors who will work with you and your lender to find the best solution for your situation. So if you're in a home, if you're in mortgage arrears, Awalia can help you in a number of different ways, through legal and financial advice and accountancy advice where relevant. There's a panel of personal insolvency practitioners who, again, can help you through your Awalia scheme. So the Awalia scheme, you can apply for these vouchers. They're a value up to 500 euro. The details on that, again, in more detail, will be on our website. You can contact the MABS office or contact our website or our helpline, and they'll give you details about these Awalia vouchers. You apply for the vouchers through MABS or through a personal insolvency practitioner. We also have a dedicated mortgage arrears service. So again, these are specialist mortgage advisors that work in MABS to help you through your mortgage arrears, to work with you if you are at risk of your home being repossessed. They will work with you. They will link you in through the Awalia vouchers. So there are supports there. All you have to do is go on to our website, contact their helpline, and they will point you in the direction of those supports. So there's legal, financial and accountancy advice where relevant and where you qualify for them. So this is where you just need to double check through our website or a helpline that you do qualify to apply for these vouchers.
Yeah.
But if you do, they are there and people don't know about them. And if you haven't heard of MABS, you don't know about the availability of this support, you're in mortgage arrears and you're facing your home being repossessed, you know, it's the important thing is to let people know and be aware that these are there, because, you know, it's very difficult if you've nowhere else to turn and you're not aware of any help or support out there. You're very much at the mercy of the creditor, of the mortgage lender and of the court.
Yeah.
So knowledge is power. And even though you may feel you're in a powerless situation, particularly with regard to mortgage arrears, and then you may feel that the bank is the big person in the equation and you can't control the situation. You may not be able to control everything, but you can certainly get the knowledge, get the information, get the power, get the support, get the advice. And that's all there. All you have to do is pick up the phone, and call our helpline and they will point you in that direction.
Yeah, and an awful lot of people would be very nervous about going in and negotiating with a bank.
Absolutely. You know, I mean, it's very legalistic,
yeah,
and it's very off-putting, and particularly when it comes to the stage of home repossession. It is very, very legalistic, and you know, that's where the legal advice comes in, and that's where there are solicitors, there's a panel of solicitors, there's a panel of personal insolvency practitioners. So it is there, and as I said, it is daunting, and to be getting any sort of a civil bill or summons or anything like that out in the post is very, very stressful. But as I say, you need to gain control of the situation.
Yeah.
If you're not, you might feel the situation is in control, but and there probably are aspects and a lot of aspects that you can't control. I mean, sometimes there are some situations that can't be made right or can't be made better, but to get the information to point you where you need to go. So you may not be in a situation that you can keep your family home in the long run, but there are other options. There is mortgage to rent. There's lots of different options that are there.
Things can be made that bit more bearable.
Exactly. But where possible, the aim for everybody in MABS and outside of MABS is to try and keep people in their own homes. Because, you know, we all want the security of our own home, and nobody likes to feel that their home is at risk of being repossessed. So, you know, call our website or call our helpline. Look at our website, but definitely don't leave it, don't ignore it, because it's not going to go away.
Okay, and I say this, it's great to know that there is help out there. And do you want to give out that helpline number?
Yeah, I will indeed. So it's 076 107 2000.
Okay, and that's how many hours a day?
So that's Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. So give them a call. You know, if you want to come to our local office, that's no problem. That's where we're based here. They'll link you in with our office. And, you know, I mean, as I said, there's so many different types of debt.
Yeah.
So it's not just mortgage arrears, there's rent arrears. There's lots and lots of different type of debt. But we will help you as much as we can. And if we can't, because we're not the font of all knowledge, we will point you in the direction of where you can get help. But as regards your debts, there are experienced, qualified advisors over the phone and advisors in our service here who can help you and can point you in direction. As I said, I can't emphasise enough, knowledge is power.
Yes, definitely. Yeah. And it's not just huge debt we're talking about.
No,
here.
Not at all. Like, I mean,
there's controversy going on at the moment about back to school, the cost of sending kids back to school.
You know, so it's not huge debt. Sometimes people think, you know, because we talk about debts up to 3 million, we'd have people coming in with those kind of debts. But a huge amount of our clients would never have been able to borrow that kind of debt.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we would have a debt of €60 can be just as stressful for somebody as a debt of €6,000. If you can't pay it and if you're getting hassle from somebody to pay it back, it's all relative. So if your income is very low and you have a €200 or €300 debt that you're getting calls. And would you believe, I mean, we do get people getting contact from debt collection agencies for debts of €70, €80, €90. So, you know, it's all relative. So we deal with all debts. We deal with toll charge debts, any debts at all. Just come in. The only debt that we don't deal with, actually, when I say all debts, just to quantify again, we don't deal with illegal money lenders.
Yeah.
We just can't, obviously.
Yes.
But apart from that, there's nothing else that we wouldn't look at for you. And as I say, if we don't have the information ourselves, we will certainly find it or point you in direction of where to get it.
Okay, and it's an appointment.
It's our office is an appointment based. So the face-to-face would be appointment because we like to give people the time to sit down. We would obviously need them to bring in information and to give. So we can't really facilitate somebody dropping in. You can certainly drop in and we can take your details and organise an appointment for you, no problem at all. And that's what a lot of people do. And also, as I said, really though, the first port of call I'd be saying to people is the helpline, because they can certainly contact us and then we touch base with you and make an appointment. So by all means, contact the helpline. But we are here. It is an appointment based service, but you certainly can, if you're in the building here and you're down in social welfare or wherever you are, certainly come in. We can give you information. We'll take your details and we can organise an appointment for you.
And we mentioned citizens' information earlier.
They
can walk in there any time of the day.
And in this building, in the Civic Centre, it's fantastic because, you know, it's a one-stop shop. So Citizens Information are next door to us, and we work very, very closely with them, and they work very, very closely with us. So we would have people coming from us, we would walk them into Citizens Information, and vice versa.
And we have community law and mediation.
And we have community law and mediation here as well. We have Dublin City Council, we have the social welfare, we have yourselves. So, you know, a lot of times people in this area are in this building for one reason or
yes.
another.
Yeah.
So, you know, and the bus stops outside the door. So it is quite accessible. So by all means, if you are in the building for any reason in particular, come up to us.
Okay, Margaret, listen, thank you very much for dropping into us. As always, it's very interesting talking to you. And it's www.mabs.ie.
That's it, yes.
And it's 0761 07 2000.
Yes, that's
okay.
it.
Okay.
Yes, perfect, right. John.
Thanks,
Margaret. Very much. Thank and we'll
you.
Talk again soon.
I'm sure we will. Thanks very much.
Bye, bye-bye.
Across Northeast Dublin.
90.3.
This is Near FM.